God gives you gifts. He gives you talents. He gives you the ability to succeed. Unfortunately, what happens on many times, and the graveyard is full of people that had the ability to succeed but didn't, because they let the outside influences affect them, whether it's alcohol or drugs or something that tear them down, and they fall into the darkness where there's weeping and grinding of teeth. Investing versus hiding our treasures. Treasures being blessings, being gifts, being talents. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul is encouraging the Thessalonians. He says that there's a thief in the night. He said, he said, consider your options here. If you don't stay awake and you don't stay sober, what will happen is you're going to get caught in the darkness, and you're going to. And when he comes, which we know, none of us know when he's coming. There is a difference between just hiding your treasures and recognizing that your treasures is a gift from God, and investing those treasures. I assure you, I've never outgiven God. Heck, can you? Is there any of you can admit that you've outgiven God? None. None of us can outgive God. The message is clear in my mind. Is I don't care what your income is. You have, each and every one of us have talents and blessings and resources that's given to us, that's unique to us. And will be given according to our ability. Are we intended to hold on to those and bury them in the backyard? No. We are, and our mission, our whole purpose in life is to give back. Give back according to our ability. Now, if I stood right here and tried to sing a song to you, you'd probably say, "Boy, he don't have much ability there." And I admit that. I don't have that ability. But I try to use the talents that I have, and I hope that you try to use the talents you have and don't hide those talents. You might have some talents you don't even realize you have. And you've heard me talk about the Joe Harry window. I don't know if you've heard this in psychology, the Joe Harry window. You got four panes of glass. One pane, everyone knows about you. Another pane, only you know about you. There's another pane that the public know about you. And there's another pane that only God knows about you. And that one that only God knows about you is probably the biggest pain of all. Pain of glass of all. So until we start tapping into that unrecognized gifts and talents and begin to invest those gifts and talents, we'll never know what we could have done. Someone gives us five valuable coins, and we go out and we work as if it all came from us. No, it came from God, and we take those five valuable coins and make them 10. And then what do? We celebrate with God the victory of success. There's too many people out there that celebrate the victory of failure. Oh, poor, poor, pitiful me. Oh, I'm so beat up, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. And I get so annoyed, sometimes I want to take the word can't and yank it out of their throat. Use your talents. Take your talents that's given to you and share it with the rest of the world. And let us rejoice in what we have and use to further the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray.